This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Not just because we're in for an exciting day full of special talent, but because my week was made, I feel like I'm truly an American once again. Thank you to everyone who went out and supported the American democratic system by voting. I'd love to see those numbers where they were supposed to be. Not necessarily, doesn't matter who you voted for. Just matters that you actually took the time to vote. And the fact that we got like almost two-thirds of those who registered out there participating makes me very happy. Let's see, 1101 here on the wake-up call. Let's take a special moment and thank the Lynchburg 89.9 listeners today. Sometimes they get overlooked. Don't forget, you can call during the hour if you're on one of the outreached areas. We do have a toll-free line. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the phone number for the outreach folks. We are going to be talking today with two folks in the studio. Let me see which button I'm supposed to push to get that all fired up. There's so many buttons behind this board, it really, really throws me off sometimes. Ladies first, just introduce yourself. And, you know, classic little bit of background about why you would be here for special talent in our area.
My name is Pilar Marshall, and I'm here pretty much because I'm awesome. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Next over.
My name is Willie D, and I'm going to share some of my music.
All right. So, Willie, you are in a band.
Yep.
Locally. And my understanding is you are the Wave.
Mm-hmm.
How many guys or girls in the band with you?
It's Tria. It's a bass player and then a guitar player and then a drummer.
You give a shout out to the other folks in the band? Or do you play all three instruments?
No, it's Marsh on the bass, and then it's Avery Sandridge, who's a girl, on the drums.
Oh, wow. You know, I dig bands with female drummers. That's really cool. Good deal to Avery?
Yeah.
All right. Are they listening today, or are they mad because you're the only one who got the invitation?
They may listen.
They may listen?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, feel free to call us up when we start getting into the music a little bit to Avery and Marshall. Feel free to participate in the hour. And Pilar, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Good to know. But what are some of the special talents in terms of music or theater or art that make you special?
I sing, and I act, and I dance.
You sing, act, and dance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you do all this in the bathroom, at home, like during the shower?
No, I've done venues, a lot of different venues. I did, like, Wilson, performances at Wilson, and I'm doing a lot of work with Live Arts right now.
Oh, all right. Live Arts. Excellent. And we're going to get a little deeper into the into what makes Willie and Pilar and others special, because obviously these are not Live Arts solo productions. Willie's has a trio band. So we're going to talk a little bit more, not just about the two of you and what you do, although that's going to be the focus, but we're also going to talk about others that you know, not necessarily by name, but sort of the younger crowd in Charlottesville that often gets overlooked, with everybody focusing on Dave Matthews and others. Pilar, if you don't mind, how old are you?
I am 14.
14.
I'll be 15 in December.
So you're 14 and 11 twelfths or something like that, which is important at some point. At some point you stop doing that. Willie, how old are you?
16.
So 14 and 16. And for those of you listening, again, this is WNRN and the Wake Up Call. Young talent being the focus today. Pilar Marshall, Willie Denton in the studio. But as I think you know and will hopefully learn, if you don't, there is a huge amount of young talent in this town that sometimes just needs the recognition, the place, the venue to show their talent, and the crowd to come out and recognize it. So let's start. Who wants to go first? Raise your hand. I said raise your hand, not point at your other guest.
I think Willie wants to go
first. Willie wants to go first. All right, Willie. Let's start off with some of the basic questions. What got you into music? You know, what age were you at when you realized, hey, this is something I want to do, and how did you become so talented that you're in a trio that has your second CD just released, High Road, Hard Road, and that you play regularly at Gravity Lounge? That's a lot for a 16-year-old.
Well, I guess at 9 and 10, I just saw the guitar, and I really liked the guitar and the sound it got, and I just immediately wanted to pick it up and started to play. And I just kept playing and started getting gigs and stuff.
No lessons? I mean, it is 9 or 10, and did you, like, get a guitar for Christmas or ask for one for your birthday and then go from there?
Yeah, and then I started to take some lessons. And just went off from there.
Were you living in Charlottesville at the time?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want to give any particular business shout-outs, but have you had the same tutor? Is that the right word? Taking lessons from the same person this whole time?
Yeah, I take from Peter Richardson.
And where's Peter?
He teaches near Sevo Coffee.
Okay. So, yeah. And tell me a little bit about starting from the basics. Did you already walk in the door because you were some sort of talented at the beginning? It was really easy for you to pick it up, or were your parents somehow or your grandparents somehow able to get you started? Or did you walk in the door going, I really like the sound and it feels good in my hands, but start me with Do Re Mi?
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to play so bad that I just got a lesson, and the teacher taught me some stuff, and I really got into it.
And so you're starting this at about age 10.
Yeah.
And at what age do you start performing with others?
I think it's around 13.
Do you have a garage band?
Did
your mother, like, make you close the door and put up some foam on the wall so she doesn't have to listen to this all the time?
No, they actually didn't mind hearing me.
That's actually talented, if your parents don't mind hearing you in the garage. Pilar, you're making a face at me. Is that because you're a singer?
Way to insult all of the garage bands all across Charlottesville.
Right? Well, that's really never stopped me from getting in trouble before. Doesn't mean that, let me rephrase that then. Really, that shows that you're exceptionally talented. Does that take away any of my insult, Pilar?
No.
No. All right. Well, then let's move on. Because, Pilar, you're a singer.
I am.
Do you participate in a band of any sort?
I did dabble occasionally. Yeah. Right now we're not doing anything solid, though, so it's not really worth talking about.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. Have you had performances?
Yeah.
Come on, you got to talk about it a little bit. We have 60 minutes to fill here.
I'm not.
Well, why do you sing?
Why do I sing?
Yeah, I mean, did you start? Were you in the church peewee choir?
Well, when I was little, I used to sing all the time because my grandmother used to sing, and I never really thought I was any good at it until someone told me that I was when I was about 9, and then I started doing it more. I've never had any formal vocal training or any of that, but all the times that I've gone to auditions for anything, they've seemed to like the sound quality of my voice, so.
So you keep doing it?
Yeah, I kept doing it.
Are there plans to have any vocal training at some point?
I've done a little bit of, it's not really vocal training, but in shows you have training like for range, like in order to fit your role in singing for
the show. You talk about live arts. issues here, like we mentioned earlier?
Not live art specifically, but all venues.
Okay.
And I guess if we're looking at it that way, I had a little bit of vocal training back at Wilson when I did Grease.
Wilson School of Dance.
Yes, and I did
really
Grease.
Cool building, by the way.
Yes.
Don't really know much about what goes inside of the building except the dance part, but a very cool building.
I took dance, a lot of dance there when I was younger, and then I did a lot of intensive dance in the summers, but I kind of let that go when I started doing shows because I can dance, sing, and act all at the same time in one place.
Good point. Very efficient on your part. Pilar Marshall here in the studio with us, and Willie, you go by Willie D?
Yeah, D, it stands for Denton Edmondson.
Got it. So Willie D, Willie, big D, big E. As we're talking about young talent, feel free to call us up. I got a list of questions here, but, you know, some of them are pretty basic and pretty obvious. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. If you want to call up and give a shout-out to one of these two folks for being in the studio today. Because, face it, not a lot of 14 and 16-year-olds who want to come in and put their name attached to their voice on air, because who knows what kind of weird question I'll come up with sometime in the 60 minutes. And Pilar has been looking at me strange the whole time, like, you're not making me very comfortable. I don't know what to think about this. But it's fine, Pilar. We'll be okay. Pilar, you mentioned that your grandmother had a similar talent.
Yes, my grandmother sings. She sang, I think, a lot more when she was younger, but she seemed to enjoy doing it. It wasn't any kind of formal thing. Like, she didn't perform. She just kind of sang when she was cooking dinner or whatever, and she would try to teach me Spanish songs because I'm Hispanic. And eventually I just started singing them, and my grandfather started recording them. But my grandfather is kind of, I don't know what the word is, but he's just kind of not into a whole lot of praise and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't really find out that I was any good at it until I was about 9.
So he's one of the, I think someone mentioned this to me in the last couple of weeks about, he's from the generation that's just do your thing. You don't need a lot of positive clapping on the back, you know, rewards. It's just, okay.
Well,
let's just do our job and be quiet about it.
Not only that, but I've not always been entirely sure that he's approved of me singing. And
really?
I mean, he's the one that got me started on singing, but I guess he thought that it was just going to be a, like a on the side talent thing, like to sing in church choir and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I started taking it further, like doing big shows and things like that, I don't think he really liked that very much.
And what do you think that?
Well,
do you think they're listening?
I don't know if you are. Hi, Grandpa. Sorry. I don't know. He didn't seem at all excited to go see me perform in anything. And whenever I would be at rehearsal all the time, like for High School Musical, we had rehearsal all the time. And, right, Willie? We had rehearsal all the time. And he would just be like, oh, you're going to that place again, and just stuff like that. So I didn't think that he approved very much, but I could be wrong. You know, he could be one of those deep down sentimental people, really, really, really far down somewhere.
Yeah, like for Christmas, you're going to get this huge... now you're going to get this huge gift because you brought him out on it about something to do with your singing. You're going to get, like, an opportunity on some New York Broadway play that he's got insider steps towards getting you a chance.
I don't think so.
No. Willie, we're talking about relatives who have similar talents or who might have led you to this because they have some other artistic talent of their own. How about for you?
Oh, let's see. My relatives don't really play music. So I kind of just picked it up. I took a passion for it.
Did you just hear someone else playing? Did you see this guitar that at the time really seemed like it belonged with you?
Yeah, I just heard it heard it on the radio and stuff and saw guitars in a guitar shop, and it just interested me.
So you were just getting to be old enough to understand it wasn't just the song on the radio, but there were parts to it.
Yeah.
All right. Poor, go back to you for a second, because this is on my list of lame, boring questions. So dial us up with your exciting questions, 979-0919. About balancing school, which I think that parents would insist is your primary job, is balancing school with your other talents. And whether or not it's your grandfather or your parents or yourself, how do you balance getting acceptable grades in school, whether that's all A's or some other number that comes up from whoever it's the most important for? How do you balance that with dancing, with singing, with performing in plays?
I don't. I overbook myself a lot, and I've been hurting for a while because I stretch myself really thin. I play sports in addition to everything else that I do, and I know every single time that I'm getting into something that I shouldn't because it's going to take too much time, or, you know, I'm going to be too distracted by it or whatever, but I don't really care because it's what I really love to do, and I hate missing opportunities for anything.
And do you get negative feedback from others about that?
Well,
your parents aren't in town. I know that. I talked to your mother.
No.
She's not listening to
this. My parents aren't in town. My parents, I guess in the sense of, like, getting good grades and stuff, I do balance that. But as far as, like, my physical health goes, like, and my stress level, I don't really take that into account when I'm doing things. So I don't sleep very much. I have lots of sleep problems, stuff like that. And I'm always running from one place to the other. I never really have time to, like, sit down and relax. I mean, that's my major balancing problem.
And I'm sure that there were just a large percentage of adults out there who just rolled their eyes and said, come on, you're 14. How much stress can you possibly have?
Well, they can think what they want to, but for example, over the summer, Live Arts, I was helping out with a camp, so I got there at 8:30 in the morning. I would do that, help with little kids and stuff until about 3:30. I'd have to run and go get something to eat somewhere on the mall, be back by 4 for a call for a performance, and be there until 11 o'clock. And then I would come home and have to do work for school that was coming up. And I would have to be back up by 6. So I know that there are people out there that are like, oh, you know, you're 14. Like, how much stress could you really have? And all that kind of stuff. But people don't understand that when you're an adult, your stress level is different in relation to, like, what you do. Like, I'm a kid, so I can have the same stress level that overtakes me, but you're a bigger person, so your stress level capacity is bigger.
And what about all the parents who just said, fine, where are your parents with this? Why would your parents allow you to create so much stress for yourself?
My parents warn me about this a lot. They really do. They say, Pilar, you know, I don't know if this is such a good idea. You're already doing this, 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 and this. And I say, well, just think, though, how sad am I going to be when the show comes out and I have to go watch it and I'm not in it? That gets them every single time.
So you play the guilt card.
I sort of do, but I'm going to probably do it anyway. Like, I just auditioned for Visit to a Small Planet. I'm already in Romeo and Juliet at my school. I'm possibly playing basketball. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm in choir. But I'm not the type of person that likes to sit at home, because I will watch TV and eat popcorn and et cetera and get fat, and I really don't want to do that, so I have to keep myself busy.
And just what are you saying about the host for today?
Rick, I think you're a beautiful person on the inside.
11:20 here on the Wake Up Call as we talk about young talent with Pilar Marshall and Willie D., Willie Denton. here. We're going to give you the weather, et cetera. We're going to come back and we're going to play a few songs off Willie's latest CD, just recently released. But the Marcus of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley, clear today, highs about 60. Clear tonight, lies low is about 35. And sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's a wonderful Sunday across the listening area. 51 in the Valley, 55 in Lynchburg, 59 in Richmond, and a sunny 54 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, let's thank Blue Ridge Graphics for their support. You can find them at Mead Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom T-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. And WNRN wants to remind those of you who made pledges to the recently completed fund drive but haven't paid them yet, please do so as soon as possible. People can take your payment and help you with your premiums, usually here at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and occasionally on the weekends if you call first. We're at 2250 Old Ivy Road in Charlottesville behind the Ivy Inn. To drive up, the zip code 22903 if you're mailing in the pledge. Our second round of written reminders is going out this week. Thanks again to everyone who has already honored your pledge to help us reach over 94% on the $82,000. And let me take a moment, for those of you who listen to the show somewhat regularly, are aware that I have epilepsy, and maybe you've even been listening when I had my little word moments. So I feel like I should tell everyone that the Charlottesville Epilepsy Awareness Stroll is coming up this Saturday, November 15th. Registration will begin at 1 o'clock. The event is being held at the park at UVA. That's North Grounds behind the law school. It should be quite the event. Terry Allard providing live music. There'll be a moon bounce, face painting, prizes, food, and lots of other interesting things happening. So that's the Charlottesville Epilepsy Awareness Stroll coming up on Saturday the 15th. All right, now that I've done my duties for myself and for others, back to Willie D. and Pilar Marshall representing the young talent in Charlottesville today. Willie, I got your disc in the player. Your band, your trio is The Wave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have Avery on drums.
And Marsh on bass.
Marshall on bass. So that leaves you to play main guitar. Who does the singing?
I do the singing.
So you're truly the face of The Wave. So your picture is on the front of the T-shirts, and the other two are kind of like in the, you know, the murky, dark back.
I guess.
So we got the new disc here, High Road, Hard Road. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 songs. By the way, you should put numbers beside them so I don't have to count them on air.
Okay.
Where can people pick this up? We're going to play a song now. We'll play a song a little bit later.
You can get it on iTunes.
Oh, really? I can download it off iTunes?
Mm-hmm. And you can get it on CD Baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have regular gigs at Gravity Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can go pick up my hard copy disc without just having to download it. I'm assuming at Gravity Lounge.
Yeah.
When are your shows? Do you play like every Wednesday night or something like that, or?
We play sort of like mostly every month.
Okay, so you have once a month show at Gravity Lounge. All right. Pick a song. Which song should I play?
How about the first one, My Robot?
And is there anything to anything that we should know about this song? I mean, why is it called My Robot?
Well, at first I didn't really know what it meant. But I guess it's sort of when you talk to yourself in your sleep, sort of what the robot is.
Okay. All right. So My Robot, we'll play part of this. We'll get started with this, and then we'll come back. All right. This is My Robot by Willie D. And his co-players on the Wave.
She put a smokes in her pocket, looking for the highway train. It's 7:42, when she's talking to you. Tell you what she's gonna do.
Wow, I have to say that that really sounded, I mean, it was a really good song that I really enjoyed, but it sounded so professional. I mean, seriously, if I'd been listening to that without having met you or seen the disc, because it's got some, you know, pictures of the band in it, I would have never guessed that that was some high school students. Where'd you record that?
Oh, we recorded at the Music Resource Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome. I've had them on the air once or twice before. That is, without sounding old and, you know, like I'm standing in my yard waving my fist at the kids next door, that's quality stuff. I mean, I really like that. And I can tell you now, is this one a gift? Because if it wasn't, it is now. I'll be listening to it in the car. Well, you brought in like four, Pilar. Don't be looking at me like that. You'd think we're going to play four at one time on here. I can read a gift when I see it come in, and if I don't see it as a gift, I'll claim it as my own anyway. 11:30 on the wake-up call. That's The Wave, a local band here in town. This is the second CD that you have out. Mm-hmm. High Road, Hard Road. We'll play another song later on in the hour. Willie D, along with Marshall Mahone,
mm-hmm.
and Avery
Sandridge.
Avery Sandridge. I couldn't flip it open early enough to read all that again myself. That's really good. You can get it on iTunes.
And CD Baby.
CD Baby. You can download it. You can, if you go check out you guys at Gravity Lounge, you can pick up the hard copy there. What do you guys sell it for?
$10.
$10. That's that's a pretty good investment, I think. I don't know. How do you think that that song represents the rest? I mean, you asked me to play that one first.
Mm-hmm. I guess people like it the most, I think.
Well, I liked it a lot. A question that comes up, because I think that for a lot of musicians, and Rusty from Bluegrass can probably testify to this, because he does the Bluegrass show, and there's always this image of heartbreak and, you know, older life experience, is how does and Paul, I'm going to ask you this too, because you write songs for your band that isn't currently together and performing, right?
Didn't, I don't write as much songs as I write poetry, but I do write songs.
Okay. But I think that a lot of people would say, hey, don't you have to have a lot of life experience under your belt to really do something meaningful that's not, you know, this pop rock? Where does that come from within you? Is this one of the off-guard questions that I promised that I was going to throw out there?
Yeah, I think so.
But, I mean, you know, okay, so you write My Robot. That's what we were just listening to. What prompted, where did the story come from?
Well, I sort of just made it up, and I didn't really know what I was talking about with the song. And then I sort of figured out what the song was about.
So that almost sounds to me like a dream, where you can write down the words of it and whatever images that you remember when you wake up, and it takes a little while to filter through and for you to attach a meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Boar, you say that you write poetry as
mostly
well.
Poetry, yeah.
Mostly poetry. Have you performed any of that? Have you been poetry slam?
I have been in a poetry slam. I was also published last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't sound so surprised, but I mean, that's part of, I think, what today's program is about, is identifying the fact that there are some incredibly talented high school students out there that often get overlooked in this town. Pilar Marshall and Willie Denton, Willie D, being on the program to sort of represent that group. So where was your poetry published?
It was in a book called Open Hands, Open Hearts. It's mostly like a Christian-centered poetry book, like poetry and prose centered around like Christian views, and Christian views in a positive way.
Okay. Are there Christian views in a negative way?
There are not.
There are not.
No, it's like an inspirational book.
Okay. If you'd like to ask Willie or Pilar a question, 979-0919-1877 WNRN Rocks. Pilar, question that just pops into my head. Where does the name Pilar come from?
Pilar is short for Maria del Pilar, which is a Spanish name, and it's basically the shortened version of the apparition of the Virgin Mary on the pillar.
Okay, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. But luckily I don't go by Maria del Pilar. I just go by Pilar. Mostly Chessie. My middle name is Francesca, so a lot of my friends call me Chessie.
That's a great transition to the next question, is what do your friends think about your talents? And not that they would express negative feelings, I'm sure, but Willie, let me start with you. You're in a band that has two CDs out, that performs on a monthly basis at Gravity Lounge. Do your other students at school think of you as
a god?
Well, a god, or, you know, you're just an average guy there, or, oh, that's the guy in the band, or, you know, what's the, certainly, you know, everybody has friends at school, but you go to Western?
Mm-hmm.
That's, how many people were at Western? 800?
Yeah, I think so, around there.
So, you know, which clique do you fall into?
I guess just average.
So the average guy has two CDs out.
Yeah, I think so.
Pilar, Covenant is a much smaller school, correct?
Yes.
I have no idea how many students
there
are at
Pilar. There are not very many. I think lower and upper school is about 600, which leaves about 300 for the high school, I believe.
Okay. And, you know, in terms of your talents outside of the school, are you ever teased about it?
Yeah. You know? I'm not very popular, I'm going to be honest with you.
Why is that? But you're an athlete.
I am an athlete. I play a lot of different sports. I'm not the most popular person because I'm not really into showcasing how much money I have. And my private school is a lot like that. Like what you wear and who you hang out with is really, really important, and I don't really care. And so I'm not very popular. I have select friends, mostly guy friends, and it doesn't really bother me that
I'm
not popular.
Is that popularity, do you think, or is that just because you participate in things that these other, not all, but other high school students aren't interested in? Well, why would you want to dance?
My school is not centered around the arts at all. We have plays and we have choir, but it's not really centered around anything. We're mostly an athletic school. And even though I play athletics, it's not enough to launch me into the stratosphere, if you catch my flow. The popular people don't like me, so I'm pretty much at the bottom of the social standard.
And is that because of your interest in the arts, something that is not viewed popularly by other students at school?
Well, what I think it really is going back to how I said that I do too much stuff, I'm really focused on what I want to get done, and I don't really care what anyone else's opinion is about that. And I don't need other people's approval. Like, I don't need them to tell me, oh, that's really cool that you're doing that, because they don't. And I'm not looking for that. And so I'm so focused on getting what I want to do done that they don't even bother with me anymore, because they thought that it was fun to, like, poke fun at me at the beginning, but now they realize that it doesn't really affect me, so I'm just kind of left alone.
You know, I could have learned a lot from you at that age. And Willie, you know, where did the arts fall at Western Albemarle?
There are lots of people who do choir and orchestra and jazz band and other stuff, I guess.
So at Western, the arts have a little higher ranking than maybe they do at Covenant.
And I think so.
Be someone who's is not just participating, but who can say that they were, I mean, they're successful even by the outsiders, because Gravity Lounge doesn't offer anybody who puts a trio together to come play on stage. You can't just put out one CD out of your home computer. This is a second one that has also been received. All right, young talent here, Pilar Marshall, Willie D from The Wave. And this band has just released their second CD, High Road, Hard Road. You can get it at iTunes, CD Baby, or go check them out at Gravity Lounge. Do you have a November show lined up?
We're trying to get one.
Trying to get one.
We don't have one set.
We'll play another song and just a short bit, and that way maybe people can call Gravity Lounge and say, when are these guys coming again? I'll pay to go check them out. All right, 11:39 on the wake-up call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, now that hip-hop's biggest star visited Charlottesville without violence in the crowd, will hip-hop be allowed in other local venues? Or will the previously feared violence at such shows actually come about? Olympian gold medalist Lindsay Shoup takes the interview hot seat to talk about wearing such pretty jewelry. And just whose fault is it? The McIntyre softball fields may be disappearing. The YMCA claims no responsibility. To The Hook! No mortgage loan needed to get this week's copy. And support today coming from 45fix.com. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate, no obligation estimates, available anytime. That's 45fix.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. And not that you would, but don't go anywhere, because at noon, Drew Thompson will be here for Les Temps Perdue. If French isn't your thing, at WNRN, that means the time's gone by. And on WNRN, that's late 80s through mid-90s alternative. Tune in for it at noon. Les Temps Perdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music. And today, Drew will be giving away copies of The Police's Live in Buenos Aires DVD. So don't be going nowhere. All right, back in action. Willie, where do you foresee your future?
I think I just want to play around a whole lot. Maybe go to a music school.
Really?
Yeah.
Pilar? I mean, do you have thoughts about, you know, college or you know, just making an attempt to jump into the theater or film acting or dance?
I wish I could do it all, to be honest with you.
There are plenty of talents out there that do.
I would really like to get involved with singing and film acting, mostly. I don't necessarily want to pursue my dancing any further, unless it's with theater arts. One thing I do not want to do, I do not want to do Broadway.
And why is that?
I am in constant motion and need to do something different all the time. And the simple fact is, with Broadway, you're doing the same show every night for many, many years.
Twice on Sundays.
It would get really, really old. And even just doing High School Musical over the summer, by the end, I was absolutely hating my life. And that was just...
Your nightmare is getting a role in Cats.
Yes. Yes.
Where you can play thousands and thousands of days.
That and the fact that I hate the song Memory, I would not be a very happy camper if I had to do that.
I'm surprised, and I guess for a good for you, go to music school, but I was waiting for you to say, I don't know, take my band, you know, and travel across the United States and... you know, and play and until we release a CD that makes the top 10. And even assuming that's in the, you know, that's a deep wish, why is music school at the top of the list?
I don't know. I just think it would be a good experience to learn a lot. Learning from your instrument. And probably want to go on tour later on after that.
I'm curious as to, there I go, I said it again. Sarah says, I always say, I'm curious. And I'm sure she's listening as she drives into town and just laughed and made fun of me. I'm curious to know, though, what is good and what is bad or could be better about Charlottesville's artistic venues. So are you rolling your eyes? So you start.
Oh, Charlottesville is just wonderful. Not. We have the Gravity Lounge, and that's about it. We used to have the Satellite Ballroom, but that's no longer. Thank you, Mr. Capshaw. And we don't really have a lot of places for people to get discovered as far as, like, young talent. Like, if I didn't know Willie, I would have no idea who he was. That's the sad thing.
Yeah.
I love you, Willie. But, like, things like that, like, if I hadn't discovered Live Arts, I would still be at the Wilson School of Dance. And even people that I talk to in Charlottesville don't know what Live Arts is. And Live Arts is pretty huge for Charlottesville.
Yes, Live Arts is, I would make claim that Live Arts is the largest for theatrical work in Charlottesville.
But when you ask people, like, on the street, like, what is Live Arts? Because I've done this on the downtown mall. They're like, isn't that that big building? Like, it's, like, silver, and it's across from the parking garage. Like, heaven forbid you say it's, like, is it a theater or any of that?
Right. But it's purple.
Yeah, they don't know any of that stuff, and it's really disappointing. I wish people would just, you know, go outside their comfort range a little bit. Like, go past the cinema and, you know, go past, like, the bowling alley that you've been to 14 times because we only have one, and the ice skating rink because we only have one. And there's only so much you can do. Like, go do something different.
Willie, you know, how did you get started? How did your band reach the stage where you could go make a CD?
Oh, we met at school.
Right, so you're all three Western students.
Yeah, the bass player was in the jazz band in middle school, and he took lessons with the same teacher, and sort of asked him to play with us, and just sort of formed together, started writing songs.
But where did you practice?
We practice at the drummer's house.
And how did you find a place in Charlottesville? I mean, because Pilar says that there's really, at least what I gathered, although I don't think she said this directly, was that there is very, very few places for young talent to practice and play, and I think the phrase used was be discovered.
We would practice a lot at the Music Resource Center, too. And sometimes they would help get us gigs too.
Really? So they do that as well?
I know
that they give you. I know that they give you a place to practice, and I know that they help record. But they also they also sort of put you on the path towards becoming discovered.
Yeah, a little bit. Sort of guide you toward the way.
Is that the only place? I mean, did you look for other places? And that was the only one you found, or you found that early enough that that was all you needed?
I guess that was all we needed.
And Pilar, you're, you know, sort of looking like, yeah, well, lucky you. You know, because you're not in the musical scene, which I think in Charlottesville, you know, if you have a band and can get that that notice, but you're focused on so many other areas at the moment, you know, being in theater and dancing, that there isn't a place defined for that, is it, for the youth?
Well, I've worked with the MRC in the past, and I've liked it. I don't have a whole lot of time to spend there. Like, my choir recorded a CD there. And various other things. And I really like the place. It's just, it's kind of underground. It's like underneath a church, like literally underground. So, I mean, I like it. Like, the people there are great, and I love that they do what they do. But, I mean, other than that.
Well, if Live Arts, if not everybody or not the vast majority of people in Charlottesville don't know what Live Arts is, seems like they're certainly not going to know what Music Resource Center is.
Well, this is probably more of a question towards Willie. Like, Willie, do you think that a ton of people know what the MRC is?
I think they do. I don't know.
Really? I don't think so, because I just start asking people. Just be like, and not your friends. Just walk up to some random person and be like, do you know what the MRC is? And see if they know.
All right, here comes a call. Sean, answer this for me. We'll pass them through. And we're going to set up a song here. Willie, give me another song to play off the disc. This is The Waves' second disc, High Road, Hard Road.
How about number five?
Number five, Burned Me Down Again.
Yep.
All right, I'll get that set to go for see if this question is going to come through. Sean, I can see them on hold, so that's a yes. And I think this is my man, Gary. Hey, Gary. Uh-oh. Oh, I know why.
All right, about the last 20 minutes or so, I'd like to ask your guests, what do they do to earn money? Have they been able to make some money off of their talents? I assume the fellow with the CD has made some money, but, you know, the young lady talks about getting discovered, but sometimes you have to go out there and do some work, put some money into your endeavor yourself, and in a capitalistic society, maybe start your own show or your own gig, and then people come because they like what they see. I'd just like to know where they get the spending money and how they earn it. Thanks.
Thanks. All right. We'll start with Willie. Are you making money off of the band?
No, you make some money, but I guess not enough to live, to make a living.
Is that where your, Gary was asking, is that where your spending money comes from?
Yeah,
you're old enough to drive?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But most of the money I make from playing music, I spend it on instruments and like music gear.
Does Music Resource Center charge you even a minimal amount for rooms to practice in or helping to record the CD?
No, it's just $10 a year.
And that's a minimal amount.
Yeah.
And that to be a member?
Yeah.
Another reason that Music Resource Center should get some more DAP and higher higher funding from everyone in town. Donate a little money. Pilar, Gary asked about your comment regarding, you know, places to be discovered. What have you personally done to help yourself be discovered?
I don't believe in putting a whole ton of money towards being discovered. I don't think that it's really the right thing to do, because you can spend all the money in the world and not get in anywhere or do anything. And some of the best supermodels have been discovered just walking in a mall. Like, they didn't put any money towards that. And I mean, I guess to a certain extent, like putting money towards lessons and being in the right place at the right time is beneficial to you, but I mean, sometimes I just think it comes down to fate. Like, if you're going to make it, you're going to make it. If you're not, you're not. Like, I don't think necessarily that you can push yourself to be there if it's just not going to happen.
But you don't think that, you know, let's take 100 of the top, and you said that you would prefer to be a singer or a movie actress. You don't think if you took 100 of the top movie actresses, you think that the best ones and the majority of them have been found walking down the mall? Or
no, that,
some,
I said supermodels for
supermodels.
That. Supermodels. Just some of the best ones, that's what's happened. But yeah,
and
you
that's
put
fine.
Money towards...
Because with a supermodel, you can walk by her and say, she's beautiful. I can imagine her in some, you know, outfit that we're going to do or whatever. But for someone who sings and for someone who acts, if you're not putting effort into it, even if it's just more than sending out invitations to the play that you're in.
I don't think it's effort. Like, I mean, of course it's effort. Like, you have to have effort in order to do anything. But, I mean, money is what his question was. Like, how much money do you put into it? And basically what I'm saying is, if you don't have talent, don't put money towards it.
So you're talking about for yourself, it's time and effort, not money.
Yeah.
Okay. Pilar Marshall, live arts productions, singing, dancing, poetry writing with a published piece. Willie Denton, a member of the trio The Wave. Willie, we're going to play this second song, Burned Me Down Again. And what do we need to know about this?
I don't know.
You don't know? You want to tell us where the song came from?
CD.
Where does this song come from? No? We're just going to listen to it, and then we'll discuss it afterwards.
My favorite song on the CD.
All right. Here we go.
Traveled east of the cold black grass where the old man sips his cup of tea. I look down from the highest temple and the birds in the air are flying at me. I can see you fly across the open sky. Let me take you on my highest broken when you sing. Cause you burn me down again. To the green jungles and I heard the parrots cry. I sailed after the west horizon. I thought I kissed the sky. I can see you fly across the open sky. Let me tell you why my heart is broken when you sin, cause you burn me down again,
Right, that's The Wave and Burned Me Down Again. You know, that prompted a phone call, Willie, that says, Mark from Charlottesville, Willie should keep at it. Really like the song. You know, I'm glancing through this again, and three pictures, Avery, Marshall, and Willie on the inside. It looks like a couple of these were taken outside, which reminded me that somewhere during this whole hour, I'm so lame as I can be. You guys played at Floyd Fest.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell people who aren't particularly familiar what Floyd Fest is.
It's a festival. It's sort of like a family festival. And it's really fun. You can, there's lots of music. And I don't know, it's a great festival.
But you have to be invited to this, right?
Yes.
You don't just sign up, you know, because the, you know, the 1 to 115 slot is open. Somebody has to have heard you and said, "Hey, I want this band to come down and play for us."
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a real accomplishment, I think. And it also says you've won multiple Battle of the Bands. So, you know, I think we might be on to the early stages. Please, before you leave, I'd like you to sign this, and then Avery and Marshall can come down one day and sign it for me as well, so I can say that I had this on the show at early stages. 11:58 on the wake-up call as we finish our hour here. This is WNRN Charlottesville, WNRS FM Sweetbriar, Amherst, Lynchburg. And let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for supporting us today. If it's if it's that time of year, Blue Ridge has winter clothing from Patagonia, Mountain Hardware, the North Face, as well as trail shoes. Blue Ridge staff has over 30 years of experience in keeping you warm and dry in any weather. You'll find Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Berkshire Shopping Center in Charlottesville. They can be found at Wintergreen there in Richmond or at brms.com. All right, we got just a few seconds left. So each of you take a moment. Who else in this town, young talent, should we be aware of?
Jeff Smith and Dylan Moleshine's The Domino Effect, for sure.
Is that a band?
It is a band. It's basically experimental space rock, according to Dylan. Bass and drums. They're really good. Check out their MySpace.
Okay.
It's The Domino Effect.
Willie?
Let's see. I can't...
Don't be so selfish now. Give a shout-out to somebody else who deserves it.
There's a band called Two Kings. And let's see...
The Brown Jacket Kings from Western.
All right. Good enough. I appreciate you guys coming on today. I think that, as I said several times through the show, I don't think that the young talent in this area gets anywhere near the attention that they should. Pilar reminded us that they need much more space to practice, to play, to be discovered. And please remember that you can get Willie's trio, The Wave. You can get their new CD, High Road, Hard Road, at several different places, from iTunes to a real hard in-hand disc at their next gig at Gravity Lounge. All right, our man, Drew Thompson, up next. Adios.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.org. The wake-up call is produced by Michael Strickland. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.